Hello, and welcome to Farm Aid 2019 at Alpine Valley. Please listen carefully to this announcement as it details important policies for today's show. If you don't catch everything the first time around, remember, you are always on my mind, and I will play it again just for you. As you enter the theater, and before you begin rocking in the free world and thinking about the wild night ahead, you and your belongings will be subject to a metal detector and possible pat-down search. This is to ensure you don't have any prohibited items stashed anywhere they shouldn't be, like in those hidden overall pockets or under that really cool straw hat. If you choose to refuse this search, you will not be permitted to enter the theater. You can help us to keep entry lines as short as possible by following a few rules as you approach the security checkpoints. Number 1. Ensure you have downloaded all electronic tickets to your phone prior to getting in line. Use the Wi-Fi network named Mobile Ticket while near the gates if you still need to do so. B. Finish your beverages and throw away all bottles and cans well before you get to the checkpoints. You cannot bring them into the theater, and we don't want you to have to make a fool of yourself trying to chug them during your last minute in line. Third, if you have backpacks, bags, purses, or blankets, before you get to the checkpoint, unzip all compartments, unfold all blankets, and remove your hats. Are you tired out yet? Good, we're glad you aren't, as there's just one last thing to do. Your last step is to keep your pants, shoes, and shorts on, as we don't want any uncomfortable glances as you enter, and empty all pockets of any and all items, placing items such as phones, keys, wallets, and money clips in the clear bins before you walk through the metal detectors. You did great with that, so now let's review the items you will be permitted to bring in with you today. These items include extra clothes, non-glass factory sealed or empty water bottles up to a gallon in size and limited to one per person, small blankets or tarps, low-level beach-style lawn chairs that sit no more than 9 inches off the ground, small backpacks, bags, or purses, almost anything related to Willie Nelson, because who doesn't love Willie Nelson, cameras without detachable lenses, and food in clear Ziploc containers, which will not be as good as the great things in the homegrown concessions area. And here is a somewhat thorough, but not yet comprehensive, list of items that just don't belong inside the theater. These are things you can't bring in and shouldn't be trying to sneak into the theater. Any and all of these items should be returned to your vehicle to take with you when you leave on the road again, or thrown away prior to getting in the lines at the gates. These prohibited items include any and all cans or bottles of any kind other than non-glass factory sealed or empty water bottles, any aerosol sprays such as bug spray, Ready Whip, or WD-40, camping style chairs that will completely fold up on you while you attempt to sit on the hill while also blocking the view of those behind you, manure spreaders, obscenely large blankets and tarps, anything that is beautiful crazy, filled or empty camelbacks, umbrellas and strollers, weapons of any kind, including but not limited to firearms, pocket knives, balers, rakes, combines, pepper spray, tasers, tridents, sickles, and cannons, laser and LED pointers and glow sticks, noise-making devices such as whistles, air horns, megaphones, and cowbells, even if you have a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell. Any cows attached to those cowbells, banners, flags, or signs larger than a standard sheet of paper, fireworks of any kind including sparklers, and any and all other items deemed to be unsafe by theater management. Remember, as you approach the gates, throw away your beverages, unzip your bags and purses, unfold your blankets, remove all items from your pockets and place them in the clear bins, remove your hats, and be sure you have downloaded any electronic tickets. Then walk slowly through the metal detectors when directed. If you aren't prepared when you get to the security checkpoint, you, and only you, will be responsible for delaying every person behind you in line, which will upset them greatly. If a secondary search is required after walking through the metal detectors, the searchers with the rubber gloves are surprisingly gentle. There are certain newfangled technology items used by the young people of today that are not permitted into the theater. Not using these things will force you to strike up a conversation and give you something to talk about with those around you and improve your posture, as you won't be looking down all day long. Prohibited technology items include any cameras with detachable lenses, iPads and other tablets, GoPro-style cameras, selfie sticks, which in reality look very stupid as you use them, and any other audio or video recording equipment. Our mascot, Leroy the Llama, and his new friends, Jack and Diane, have some simple rules for the day. That is to have fun, be nice, and behave while at Alpine Valley. If you don't remember that and you interfere with the performance or others' enjoyment of the performance, you may be subject to eviction from the theater grounds at our sole discretion, and that really wouldn't hurt so good. This includes behavior that is unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature, like when you crash into me, intoxication or other signs of impairment that result in irresponsible behavior, foul or abusive language or obscene gestures, failing to follow the instructions of theater staff or tour personnel, attempting to enter prohibited areas, especially when we ask, "Where are you going?" and any other objectionable conduct. Ensure your physical or electronic ticket are available throughout the day, as we're going to ask to see it as you move throughout the theater. Yes, we know this may be a pain as you carry your beverages and the ultra-cool homegrown concessions, but we do this to ensure that you, and only you, are sitting in your seat. Those with specialty tickets, such as those in the front row of Section 102, those in Preferred Lawn, Deck 13, Expo Party Deck, and those with ADA accessible seats may be issued wristbands as you enter those areas. Once you've been issued a wristband, don't lose it, as you won't get another one. If you should happen not to be able to show a ticket or associated wristband once inside, you will need to find a nice relaxing spot in the lawn, as that will be your new seat for the rest of the show. If you smoke, vape, or chew, you really shouldn't, as it's not healthy for you and in most cases annoys those people around you. Smoking and vaping is not permitted in all reserved seating areas and in all buildings at Alpine Valley. And please stay out of trouble today by not smoking anything that may be legal in other states or countries while you're here. While on the Alpine Valley grounds, overnight parking, camping, vending, and the use of drones and fireworks are all strictly prohibited, with violators being prosecuted. Once you have left the theater today, re-entry is not permitted. Emergency exits are marked throughout the theater and lawn areas. Once you've settled in, please make note of the nearest exits and emergency exits around you, keeping in mind that some exits may be behind you. In the event of an emergency or severe weather, please listen for public address announcements, watch the video screens, and listen to the instructions of theater staff and local law enforcement. The white zone is for immediate loading and unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone. In the event of a water landing, your life vest will be located under your seat. Well, we know you may not have paid much attention to this. We're still going to pause for a brief quiz. Question 1. Which of the following items cannot be brought into the theater today? A. My sickle collection. B. A John Deere combine. C. A chisel plow. D. A large bag of freshly picked beets. Or E. All of the above. If you answered E, all of the above, you would be right. While all of these things are great for your farm, they are not so great to be brought inside the theater. Question 2. Which color parking lot did you park in today? A. Red. B. Blue. C. Brown. D. Green. E. Yellow. As you look at your friend or spouse and shrug your shoulders, please know that we don't know the answer to this one either. Think long and hard before the end of the show, or our staff will be sure to help you later in the evening when you cannot find your car. And our last question, in what year was the first Farm Aid Festival held? A. 1980, B. 1985, C. 1990, D. 1995. If you answered B. 1985, great work. The first benefit concert was held on September 22, 1985 in Champaign, Illinois at the University of Illinois Memorial Stadium, and the rest, as they say, is history. Since then, Farm Aid has raised over $57 million to promote a strong and resilient family farm system of agriculture. You stay classy, Alpine Valley. Thanks for stopping by, and we hope you enjoy today's show.